And I remember that was a legit topic one time. It was like, hey, can you like learn how to do this? Like, you're an adult. And I was like, what?
Do you think you know how to now?
Does anybody?
Yes!
Wait, who'd the Eagles play?
The fucking Buccaneers.
You lost to the Buccaneers?
Hold on,
you lost to Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
When did Baker Mayfield go over there? I didn't know that.
I don't know.
When did Baker Mayfield become a quarterback?
What?
Remember, he went like first in the draft, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
And he was touted like as blah, blah, blah. And he did nothing for so many years. They were like, oh, he's a bust. He's a bust. Now he's hooping.
No, he's hooping. Baker Mayfield?
I mean. Yeah.
Football?
Sir?
Why do you say hooping?
Hooping. It's a general term.
So if you,
I don't think it is a general term.
It's a general term.
So if you hit a grand slam, bro, good, he was hooping last
if
night.
If I fuck good, I'll come out and be like, bro, I was hooping. I got a fucking...
Oh, shit.
I got
you
a
look
goddamn...
like a dog that just couldn't find a place to sleep.
Dude, my dog be making her bed.
Oh, we
shut
know.
Yeah, she
up.
Don't shut the fuck up. She's like a magic bullet in that bitch. Sit down.
I love magic bullet. My dad just bought one. Dude, do you have a magic bullet?
I did. I have. I lose interest. I'm giving you previous and past tense experiences.
I know, I'm so confused.
Now it's hot in here.
It's
yes,
insane.
I have a magic bullet, but like, I don't know. I just forget about it.
I'd be magic.
Smoothies be great once a fucking month, and then all of a sudden you're like, I need a goddamn smoothie.
I'd be smoothing it up.
Yeah.
Magic bullet. Did we already talk about this? The JFK thing? Who the fuck named it that?
Magic bullet JFK?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it.
We did, yeah, briefly.
The magic bullet that you buy at a Costco is through JFK?
No.
Yep. Is this like a George Foreman thing?
Yeah, but no, there's one theory where like the bullet couldn't have come from where they said it came from or something.
Yep.
Right?
Do they just stop investigating this?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's
because the FBI killed him. Mm. You know who investigates it? The fucking FBI. Like, literally, the governments are, oh, well, we can't find the killer. I'll tell you where the killer is. Look in the mirror.
It's an intern.
Fucking Eisenhower, or whatever the hell that guy's name was. What's his name?
They just, like, blows my mind. They just, like, stop doing it. They're like, And now there's people out there in Dallas that give tours of where the X is.
Yeah.
And they sound like lunatics, but maybe they know.
They know. I don't know if they know, but, like, something popped off.
Who's employing the people out front of, like, that can't be real. Who, bleep them. No free clout. Are they still a website? But the people out front of Staples Center that are like, you will repent for your sins, yelling in a megaphone. Who is paying? Is that? Or is that
God.
I was just going to say.
I think it's straight volunteer work.
Direct deposit to heaven?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is.
All right, I got nothing bad to say about it.
HGH. Boom.
HGH?
HCH.
H.
Heaven.
No.
Christ.
A. C. What did I say?
Oh,
A-C-H. What did I say?
H-C-H-G-H. My bad.
I
didn't say H-G-H. Don't pull that on
H-G-H.
Me.
H-G-H. That's what I thought you heard.
H-G-H. Boom.
H-G-H should be legal across the board. I'm sick of it.
What's more legal, that or incest?
What?
You.
Oh, I'm into incest. No, I'm not into it. I'm sick of people thinking I'm into it. It shouldn't be illegal. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to do it. Maybe I do. I don't want to do it. It just shouldn't be illegal.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, it's fucking your sister. What'd you do the car, the 360 for?
Oh, well, because your boy got a vibrator on his ass. And
you are knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, it is.
And that
heaven.
Door is pegging.
Yeah.
Pegasus? Pegasus. Pegasus.
Yeah.
They have horns on their head.
Yeah,
is that where
pegging
comes from?
Did we just touch your hands?
Is that where pegging comes from?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's got to be. A peg, like, what's a peg? They're not talking about a BMX bike. How many pegs did you have on yours?
Two.
I had four. You're a loser.
You did four? No, four was a loser.
Really?
Four?
I would grind
you, a fucking
with my
minivan?
Shit. What? No, I would just go.
No, the coolest thing, you'd either have them all in the front so your boys can ride the handlebars.
Well, that's.
Little, you know.
Yeah.
Or you'd have them all on one side so you can grind on them.
I'd have them ride towards me. Fucking kiss him as I'm fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
They're 7-Eleven.
That's
going.
Like a kid's, like, the Titanic right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Veronica, as he's just about to hit a fucking sick burnout.
Dude, you know that you are together when you have a bike if your girl's on the bike with you. Like, if on the pegs.
What was E.T. doing on that bike?
He's going to die soon in the river. Who cares?
But bro was in a basket.
Yeah. He was in a basket.
They couldn't have made him look any better.
Well, he was an alien.
I know, but like.
Where's his cock? His finger?
E.T. found home.
Is that how he came?
Dude,
out of his finger?
I couldn't imagine just. That glowing finger.
Dude, are you kidding me? Where's my keys? Wong! That'd be awesome. People be losing keys. You lose keys?
Sometimes.
Do you?
I only lose, I never lose when keys. I tell myself, oh, I'm going to place these here so I won't forget. And then I forget.
Do you have a place where you put keys?
Not really.
See, that's the problem. People out here
I get home and I'm like,
keys.
They're either on my desk or on the couch. They're in a shoe.
I have one of those books that you can open, like a hollow book that you open. You've seen it, maybe. I don't know.
I have one of those,
Why would I have seen that?
Oh, you've been to my place before?
Sorry, I didn't walk in. But yeah, where's your books at?
You know what? I'm observant. I know your whole place in my head. I know what you
have. It's very simple. It's a couch and a TV and a cat.
There's more than that. That your cat fucked me up last time I was over there.
Really?
So allergic. Sneezes. Holy Toledo. Yeah. My face was fucking just swollen up.
So weird.
So weird. Because sometimes he doesn't fuck me up and sometimes he does. So you don't have a specific place that you put keys?
No.
I
just put them on the counter, but like I think I usually am like depends what I do when I get home. If I go watch TV, then I put them on the little coffee table. But if I go straight to my desk and keep editing, then I put them there.
Okay. Yeah. I just come in and I have that little hollow book, and I put the keys
what else in
it.
Is in there?
Shut it. Gigi's ice, her collar, Gigi's leash, an extra set of car keys.
You've been running
fob.
Out of the door and you accidentally grab her like leash. Like, oh fuck.
All
right, joke bomb. Moving on. So you got a vibrant.
I guess.
Go Birds. I guess. Fuck the Phillies.
I guess.
Is the Eagles?
The Eagles.
Who cares?
So how do they lose?
Who cares?
Yeah, Justin Hurts sucks.
Over it. Jalen.
What'd I say?
Justin.
Whatever. Jalen Rose. He's the quarterback too. I don't give a shit. What does he suck? I saw him take his glove off like he was gonna do something.
No, he was just hurt.
Did you guys see the Bills stadium that was just just so much snow?
Oh yeah.
How much do you have to hate your wife to be like, oh, I'm still going to the game?
Well, dude, even worse than that, I think people with tickets, like a bunch of people went and volunteered to shovel the snow so they could go watch the game.
Yeah, Buffalo they were paid $20 and like free food and beer if they
were paid $20.
But did you see the beers?
Yeah. That's good.
Did you see the beers? The second they opened them, they all froze.
Yeah.
Can you just
shut?
Yeah.
Did you see what the stadium looked like?
No.
First of all, no dome in Buffalo. Crazy.
Do they do that on purpose? They're like, oh, this is where it's going to be hard to play football. Does that make sense?
Answer yeah, me, but I think they're just poor and they don't have a dome.
But I think there's some stadiums that are like. Because Green Bay doesn't have a dome, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right? I think there's some places that are like, oh, this
is that
the
like
man,
how
man.
Wrigley Field, they've hired walls to hit over?
Maybe. Why is that?
Sports?
How Boston.
Come, what?
Is
Boston,
it Boston?
Not Wrigley.
Yeah, Boston.
Wrigley Field.
What is Wrigley?
Get a new one, right?
Chicago.
But they have a big wall.
They got,
no, it's gum.
Ivy on their walls.
Who's the tall one?
Boston, Fenway Park, the Green Monster.
That's crazy that they can just do that, though.
Well, the reason...
Hey, hire...
If I ever buy a fucking baseball team... I'm the biggest wall.
Yeah.
No,
ever.
Why?
No one's hitting a home run.
Oh, I
yeah,
see.
But your team
you.
Isn't
yeah,
either.
Good. No home runs. 0-0 every single time. Who won?
No, I'm doing
not
the shortest
us.
Wall. It'll be like the home run derby in that bitch.
Nope.
The home run derby's electric. That's the best thing to watch ever.
Sucks.
No. Home run derby rules.
Sucks. Yeah. Used to suck.
Oh, they made it better. They changed
Thank
the format.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed the format.
What's
used
the format
to suck.
Now?
Oh, let me guess. Over the wall. Oh, cool.
Yeah, but there's nothing.
What's your name? Ken Griffey Jr.?
Home runs, though?
Ken Griffey Jr. was hot.
Still is.
He is.
He's like a sports photographer now. You see him just like sideline at NFL games.
Yes.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Can you see the screen?
Yeah. Michael's interact to it. It's crazy. But no, like, Michael, you don't understand. There's play a video. Go to like TikTok. Type any of this. But like, people were literally in there. They would crack a beer. The beer would freeze. It would overflow and freeze. Yeah, it was 0 degrees.
I mean,
wasn't it less than that? Like...
Oh!
I mean, the Bills Mafia is insane, so I do not want to talk shit at all. They're the most diehard sports fans I think you can have.
What is... Oh, so they're just putting the snow on that from the stadium or whatever? I'm confused about why is there snow on that little thing. Oh my God!
Like...
Hold on, dude.
At what point are you not
so
just going...
Did they not? I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off. I'm so sorry. Did they not?
I do it all the time.
Did they not do it for the Steelers seats? Because that's so funny.
I don't think they. I mean,
that's
probably not.
That's so funny.
That's great.
Yeah, fuck that. There's got to be a Steelers section, right? I would never do that.
Yeah. But the beers, type in the beers too, they were fucking frozen. People would crack their $20 beer and it immediately freezes.
No.
I mean, I'm pissed. I'm throwing one of those at the back of somebody's head.
Yeah, someone's getting more CT.
Now, so Michael, like, if it was like a Knicks game and it was this cold, it happened to be, I know they don't play outside, but like, would
but
you still, like, if it was this cold and you had tickets, would you still be like, I'm going to go?
If it was like the Eastern Conference Finals, I would fucking for sure go. I would just wear a billion. I would wear so much clothes and I would go. I wouldn't, but if the Knicks emailed me and was like, yo, you got a shovel? Fuck you.
Also, Taylor
Fuck
Swift
you.
Has
You're
enough money.
You're worth $9 billion.
Yeah, that's
Hire
what I was
going
to say. Taylor Swift has enough money to be like, put a dome on there for the game. You
yeah,
know how you can make
a
carport that you can just put over your car? Yep. But, hey, you know what? Here is 0.01% of my touring last year.
Yep.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Put a fucking air fryer in there. Heater somewhere.
Something. I mean, that's...
Blow dryer.
But do you guys feel my point, though? And Jack, maybe... I think you're the only one that can speak to this. Or, I mean, you guys can speak to this.
He can barely speak alone.
Hilarious. The Eagles lost. And I'm actually happy. I like seeing Jack sad. So, I'm just joking. I love you. Kiss me. Kiss me right now. What was I going to say? Do they do that on purpose? Are they like, oh, these are the manly stadiums. We don't do that. We fight
so
the elements.
That way it fucks other people up when
they
get there?
Yeah, like if Miami's going to fucking play in
That's
a
good
Green
point.
Bay or whatever.
Well, I mean, like Jared Goff used to play for the Rams. Whoa, we're talking sports. Trevor Wallace played for the Rams, bought me a beer one time in Santa Monica at the bungalow.
Really?
You didn't know this?
Jared Goff?
Goff. G-O-F-F.
Know, yeah.
He's got a hot wife. I was at bungalow. Somebody taps me. It's bungalow, Santa Monica, biggest douchebag bar in the world. Guy taps me on the shoulder and he goes, hey, my buddy over there is the quarterback for the Rams. He wants to buy you a beer. I walk over and I'm like, I have a photo of it somewhere. I'll find it and send it to you, Gabe. But he's like, what's up? And then he gave me a Corona. And then you know when you
He gave you Corona?
The virus.
Whoa.
Yes. But you know when you like, you. I mean, we said like two sentences to each other. It was like, yeah, yeah, all right.
I hate it. I hate that moment.
Ah, man, see, like, you know, it was
Yep.
All right. Cool.
The pause in conversation. Yeah. You go, we don't have to do this, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think on his, he was like, yeah, give the kid a beer. All right. Shoot. We got hoes around here. But, dude, he was like, hat super down low, sunglasses on. I was like, bro, it's Los Angeles. Ain't nobody know who our fucking quarterback is.
Yeah, also, you're huge. Oh, let me guess what you do for a living.
No,
what are you, a valet?
He's not.
Oh, really?
No.
Jared Goff, he sounds huge.
I mean, he is, but
he's
like.
He's got to be a big
like,
boy.
In terms of, I mean, he's not like a defensive line backer, defensive end.
Keep going.
You got
Zoom
it.
Zoom in on his face.
Tight end. But like.
Titans be having tight asses. I said it.
Hat and sunglasses. You're like, I can't tell who it is. But he plays in Detroit now. Like, how do you go from like LA to Detroit? Or even fucking LeBron, Miami. Yo, great. Hose, weather, 70 degrees. Now you got to play in fucking the snow? Back to Cleveland.
Huh? Oh, but yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, no, no, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's got to suck when you're playing in these tropical-ass climates.
Oh, yeah, but that's why there's markets that, like, people are like, hey, they don't have to, like, try. There's an extra, like, hey, let me guess, do you want to go to the Lakers? Everyone's like, hey, yeah.
Yeah,
and then you're like, hey,
yeah,
do you want to go to the fucking Wizards? Everyone's like, kill yourself. This team sucks. What do I want to fuck a politician?
Wizards is a crazy name. Has
insane.
Anybody addressed that?
It used to be the Bullets.
The Washington. Wait, this is a crazy question.
Give it to me.
Washington, D.C.? Washington State.
D.C. It's not a crazy question.
Okay.
Yeah. Washington, D.C. The Bullets.
When,
they should have kept it.
How old were you?
They should have kept it.
It's not
I
bad.
Mean, I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
They went from the Bullets to the Wizards.
Dude, their net is just a bunch of bullets, so you just make a swish.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How old were you when you found out where New England was?
I still don't know exactly.
I used to think it was a part of the U.K. Anyway.
That's way worse.
New England?
But where does New England, does it have a border?
That's just what's always confusing to me. Like, is it...
What is it?
There's
Boston?
Multiple
Massachusetts,
yeah, there's
right?
multiple things. It's like I was literally about to say it was Boston and Massachusetts. Someone shoot me in the head. Boston, here's the thing.
I'll do it.
Boston should be the state. And Massachusetts should be the city.
Yeah.
Nobody knows Massachusetts. Nobody. I can't even say the fucking word.
Yeah.
Too many S's. Stiff socks.
There's six states that are New England.
Let's guess. Don't tell
us. Wait. What? Six states?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm
it's
go,
a region?
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Like New Mexico? No.
Nope.
That's one.
That's a state.
That's
yeah.
a state.
That's why
what
it's
is
so
this
confusing.
Bullshit? You
yeah.
get.
I'm
it's,
with
it's
you,
kind of it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
All right. So Massachusetts. It's so hard for me to say.
Yep.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. New Hampshire.
Yes.
Fuck
that's
yeah.
Not real.
Vermont.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Maine.
Yes.
All these are like appetizer states. These are all like tapas
no.
at a restaurant.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
Give me the main course.
Hold on. The main course, I think, is Massachusetts. I think that's the main.
So where do the Patriots play?
In Massachusetts. I don't think in Boston.
The state?
Huh?
What city?
I don't think they play in Boston. I think they play right outside of Boston. Just like the Redskins don't play in fucking D.C. They play, well, they're about to play in Virginia. Yeah.
Goddamn.
Stand-up comedy, Michael Blaustein. Where am I going to be? Guys, next freaking weekend, I'm going to be in Arizona, guys. And we added a show on Thursday. So now it is February 8th to the 10th. We added a Thursday show because you guys are so incredible. So go get tickets before you cannot. Then February 22nd to the 24th, I'll be in Ontario. 4 out of the 5 shows already sold out, so go get tickets. February 28th, Minneapolis, sold out. February 29th, Milwaukee. Tickets are moving and grooving. March 1st to the 2nd, I'll be in Chicago, I think. They're all sold out, but there might be some few tickets. March 8th, New York City, where boop, I started comedy. Boop. Go get tickets before you cannot. March 9th, Atlanta, first show sold out. We added a second one and many, many more tour dates on my website, blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. 2024 tour going off.
Trevor Wall's Comedy. I'm adding tour dates, and we're going to do a big announcement soon of all the cities, but we're going to Salt Lake City, Miami, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Tempe, Arizona, Tampa, Florida, Portland, San Francisco, Sacramento. All these are coming very soon right now, but all on my website right now so far is Miami, Lexington, and Salt Lake City. A lot of shows coming up, all starting in May. Go get them. They'll sell out, and if they don't, well, we're putting out another special. Let's go! TrevorWallsComedy.com.
Goddamn.
It just blows my mind that some states have 3 football teams and then like Wyoming has nothing.
Well, Wyoming has 12 people. And yeah, but six of them are cows.
Well, they have a college football team and I think they just ride or die for that.
Well, yeah.
But why not give them a team?
Not enough market.
But that's how you grow market.
You need billions, dog.
Really?
Oh. I mean, that's why a market like Oklahoma City, by the way, don't come for me. I fucking love the city. But to have a basketball team is pretty insane. For them to have a basketball team and like Virginia not have a basketball team, that's crazy.
Okay, yeah. Why is that, though?
I mean, because it used to be, what is it, Seattle. It used to be the Supersonics.
Yeah.
And then it moved to OKC.
I like the Supersonics.
OKC is about to be Vegas, by the way.
What? Why?
Yeah, that's on the horizon.
What? Why are you saying that like you're breaking news right now?
Yeah. You said that like you were doing insider trading.
Yeah, sounded like you were like on fucking some Dave Portnoy shit. You're like, it's about to be, what do you mean it's about to be Vegas?
Yeah, it's about to be Vegas.
Prostitution? Gambling? What do you mean?
No, Vegas doesn't have a basketball team. Vegas does not have a basketball team.
Okay.
And there's rumblings.
Rumble.
Of OKC. Rumble. That's a great place. Is it? I don't know. But yeah, OKC's about to move to Vegas.
OKC's not going to have the Thunder anymore?
Correct. The Thunder is fitting to go thundering to Vegas.
Going to steal the Thunder. That town is going to be, what do you do then now?
You fuck, oh, what do you mean?
OKC's like, oh, those are our guys. Woo!
Not anymore. Boom. I mean, yeah. It hasn't happened
but don't,
yet, but like.
See, dude, so you said OKC is about to be Vegas. You mean they're about to go to Vegas.
It's either OKC, OKC's going to go to Vegas, or they're just going to have 2 expansion teams, which is going to be Vegas and Seattle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vegas is fucking booming right now.
Dude, Vegas is crazy. Insane. Gabe, did you look that up? Because I might be wrong. I think OKC is either, it's either going to move or they're just going to have 2 expansion teams.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. I don't have anything.
I think it's more that they're getting a new team.
I'll never forget expansion. The first time I landed in OKC for shows. We landed and I looked around and said, where is everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Where is any building?
Yeah, but
there's
I will say.
One Oklahoma City shows, phenomenal.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Phenomenal.
Brickyard?
Great crowds.
Brick town. Brick town, fuck.
Phenomenal
so
shows. I did a theater out there, fun as fuck. The people there are awesome. They're electric. I do remember I went to Old Spaghetti Factory before a show when I was there.
Okay.
Saturday, 3 p.m. And I go, hey, there's just 4 of us. And she goes, yeah, it's about a 90-minute wait. I said, for fucking spaghetti? You ever get a wait time so long, you just go, no.
Well, yeah,
like,
they go.
And that's not even on entitlement, but I'm like, you're telling me spaghetti's doing fucking numbers like that?
That, but also like when they go 90 minutes, I go, yeah, no, I hear you. Sit me down.
And okay. Do you think sometimes they give you a high number because they want to just scare people
100%.
Off? 100%. I think that's what it is. And you worked in a service, so you probably know.
100%.
They're like, yeah, it's about an hour. I'm fucking tired. I want to shut this bitch down.
Well, they say an hour. And then they do like the texting in like 15 minutes.
Exactly.
I try to go to.
I call it bluff.
100%. But here's the thing: sometimes they don't bluff.
Oh, I know.
I try to go to this restaurant, whatever, like a month ago, and they're like, "It's going to be 35 minutes." Cool. We just walked around, came back. I'm like, "Wait, where are we at?" And she goes, "I am so sorry. It's now going to be like she said, like an hour and 10 minutes."
What is this? The 4 or 5?
How can you up it? We've already been walking
we're
around.
We're locked in on a number.
But we were like, "Fuck you." Yeah. But she was like, "No one's getting up." All right. Make them get up.
Yeah.
I have a ton of tactics to get
but
them
just
up.
Like, I couldn't believe in Oklahoma City on a Saturday at 3 p.m., just dead ass hours, and I'm like, Spaghetti's doing 90-minute waits right now?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever said. Spaghetti Factory is a spaghetti place? Don't yell at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You never been?
I've never been.
Oh, man, they're incredible.
Speaking of spaghetti, have you heard of burnt spaghetti? Go ahead, you finish.
You know, it's crazy.
Huh?
You just get it to go, and then it's just ready. So are you cutting the line of the people at the restaurant?
Yeah, DoorDash, what are we talking about?
Right, but like, she's like, oh, it's 90 minutes away. I was like, okay, well, what about to go? She's like, yeah, about 15 minutes. So how does that order get priority? Are you just waiting for the seats of
correct.
The people?
Yes.
Have you guys started to see food trucks that are doing online orders now? It fucks the entire thing up. There's
what?
This food truck that I love that we can't go to anymore because they have one person staffing it, and anyone that comes up has to compete against all the order
people.
I've been wanting to make this sketch forever. I need to just do it. It's like when you get cucked by the mobile orders. I mean,
yeah.
I was at Sweetgreen. First of all, already, I'm there.
Say it.
And just fucking, just, dude, it just hurts.
Yeah.
Each order, they're taking the tickets, and you're like, I am here.
Yeah.
They won't, because here's the thing. I'm watching you do the work. They're working their ass off. Dude, if Brian a fucking Calabasas, your order's 5 minutes late. First of all, you already tipped. Okay.
Yep.
Second of all, like, how are they going to know what's going on in the restaurant? Oh, yep. Sorry. Oh, we're busy. Oh, the Uber driver relapsed. Like, mm-hmm. You don't know these things. I am here.
Yeah.
That's why the in-person thing's done.
That's why
reality's
every
done.
Time.
AI.
Yes.
AI.
Dude, anything in person, I feel like it's just full-blown NPC.
I do not go to the grocery store anymore.
Dude.
Out of it.
You're going to love this.
Out of it, sick of it, I'm done.
That's why I will Amazon fucking toothpicks. I don't even give a shit anymore. November 14th, Pterodactyl, Triple All Special. So I go to CVS the other night.
Give it to me.
I got to, just last second, I want to get some cough drops. I go there. First of all, there's just people just moseying in there. It is too
nobody
bright.
Nobody works there.
This is midnight. No, I don't even think they're real people.
They're not.
It is too bright in CVS at all hours. Dim the lights.
Yeah, what are we doing? Fucking open heart surgery? Dim it. I'm trying to finger myself.
It is so bright in there. But you know how phones adjust to the brightness?
Yep.
Why don't stores be like, oh, it's 8 o'clock, we should dim, because felons shop there.
100%.
Yeah, I just 100%. Realized that.
I mean, just dude, they got to make it bright so people don't fucking
yeah.
shove
bro,
condoms
I mean,
in their ass.
Dude, I'll never forget when I went to a 7-Eleven in San Francisco and they had Slim Jims locked up. I'm sorry, is this the economy we're in?
Where were you?
San Francisco.
There you go.
But Slim Jims is what you're going with? How do you steal a Slim Jim?
They lock everything up.
They're this big.
They eat them.
Sneak them up your sleeve and then walk out. I am Mojo Jojo.
I am Mojo.
That's a monkey. Powerpuff Girls.
Hey, yeah.
NFT.
I saw the funniest homeless dude. I was getting coffee, or I was waiting for my coffee outside, and this dude, there's a coffee shop right by my place that you can't walk inside. It sounds horrible, but it's fine.
I'm already pissed.
I know. I was kind of pissed, but it's fine. But you can't walk in.
What do you mean?
So they started this during the pandemic
yeah,
and,
a lot
never,
of places
and they just never
that.
Stopped.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
They just have sort of like a not a window,
like
a, but
yeah,
like
but it is,
it's
yeah.
just it's open air and they have the desk, whatever the fuck, the counter. But you can't walk into it. So behind the counter is just the whole mm-hmm. where they make
operation.
Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no place to sit. So you just go to the window, whatever. So order my coffee, I'm waiting outside. And it's a nice day, it's fine. This homeless dude walks up and goes, just talking to the person, the person's like, okay, and hands him a muffin. So on the counter, there's a display of muffins. There's like, you know, 25 muffins, all different ones.
It's a lot of fucking muffins.
It is a lot of muffins. So the person hands the homeless guy a muffin, and the guy goes, thank you. He takes a muffin, puts it, has it in his hand, goes into the trash that's next to the thing, finds a bag, like a Foot Locker bag, whatever, throws the muffin in there, and just proceeds to walk.
Dude, I respect it.
I wasn't mad at all. I was really laughing. He walked to the front again, and the display is on the calendar. He just opens the display and starts racking.
No.
Oh, dude.
You saw this?
Yeah. I was dying laughing. He must have got, of the whatever muffins, 25, he must have got a good 10 to 15 muffins. And the guy that was working there grabbed the display and trying to wrestle the display out. But my man already got like 15 sold muffins.
Well, not even, I mean, it's that, but also just like whatever he spread on the other muffins.
Oh yeah, there's no way they can use the muffins again. But so I mean, honestly, to your point, just give him all the muffins. But my man, just the casual confidence of him just taking one, walking around the thing, grabbing a massive, like, you know, grocery store bag, and just casually walking up to the muffins. and just shoveling them in. Well, it was so funny.
When you don't have a restaurant open and you just put a table with muffins, it just feels like a lemonade stand. It doesn't feel like a real business maybe to him. Like, if they're indoor, it's like behind glass. You would have to go around the counter.
Correct.
But to be like, bro, what is this? A double treat? Let me get those cookies. I never finished my CVS story. Brightest hell, I'm in there. No, don't be.
Burnt spaghetti. I got to talk about it. Go ahead.
Burnt spaghetti. But do you ever just have an interaction? I walk up. This guy doesn't say anything to me. I'm checking
out.
But he does. He's about to.
Go ahead, sir.
I don't say anything. I always start off, hey, how you doing? He goes, you want to hear a joke? And I forgot I was actually headed to the Comedy Store. I was about to do a set. So I go, there's no way this guy knows I do stand-up. He was an older man, a lot of gray hair. Yeah. It was more white. It was more a white gray.
Okay.
Whey protein.
That's pretty good. I put that in my Nutribullet, magic bullet.
Full circle. We're back.
We're doing
jokes.
Stand-up comedy.
He goes, you want to hear a joke? First of all, this is after he asked if I wanted to sign up for Wars Plan. I go, no. And he goes, well, it's actually really quick. No. And then he goes, you want to hear a joke? And I go, yeah, man.
No.
Let me hear it.
Immediately.
Let me hear it. And then he goes.
It's always racist. Go ahead.
The second one was. The first one. I swear to God. The first one, he goes, what do you call Batman who leaves church early?
Don't tell me. Batman who leaves church early.
It's actually pretty good.
Batman who leaves church early. Hold on. Fucking.
You're going to be pissed if you think about it.
Okay.
Everybody listening, lock in your answers below.
Fuck, I don't know.
Christian Bale.
Pretty good.
Not bad. Did you open with it at the Comedy Store?
I fucking should have. So at that, he cracks his smile. I go, that's pretty good, man. And he goes, you want to hear another one? I go, yeah. And the second one was racist.
It's always racist.
You can't just go cutesy Batman joke and you're like, yeah, what are you? No, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like looking around.
Anytime he goes, what is an Asian? Nope.
Yeah, I know. I started looking around. I'm like, bro, don't bring me into this.
Can't.
You know, I grabbed my belongings. And I was like, save it for the next guy. Sus. Get out. But like, how was that a real interaction?
What time was it?
This was maybe 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's not too late. But when I see someone working like a graveyard shift, immediately in my head I go, this is probably not your only job. So you're probably just like working the whole thing. The joke thing makes me so nervous. Do you want to hear a joke? No, thank you.
I thought he was going to say, do you want to hear a joke? And then he just slides out a Glock.
Just off himself?
I don't know. But like, he had like a mask on. He had this really gray, stringy, like white hair.
Yeah.
You want to hear a joke? I was like, yeah, I really just want to get my cough drops. Get the fuck out of here. The guy at the self-checkout. The self-checkout guy like, you fucked up. I was like, I know.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
Hold on. What was I going to say?
I might just start stealing.
Yeah, I would. I would.
Well, aren't there stores where like you just grab it and then walk out?
Yeah, it's like the Amazon store.
Yeah, Amazon has it.
And they like know your face or something.
Yeah, and they know exactly. They're tracking like what you're putting in your basket, and then if I ever get caught stealing,
I'm just be like, oh, well, I thought this was Amazon.
Yeah, Pterodactyl, November 14th.
Yeah. Just keep yelling that shit. They're like, this is a Mastro's.
Goddamn. Burnt spaghetti.
Yeah, talk about it.
I got there's nothing past the. Someone brought the idea of burnt spaghetti up to me, and I was like,
that's real?
Vile.
What is it? You know what's phenomenal?
No, it,
looks so good.
No, it doesn't. Can you bring a picture
right now? What's phenomenal is burnt butter.
Yes.
What are you guys talking about?
Like the caramelized kind of fucking.
You burn butter, you put it on pasta.
You know what I had recently?
Fucking nut in a cup.
You know what I had recently?
What?
And you guys might make fun of me because you're like, yeah, you dumb fuck. Banana Foster? Bitch.
What was that pudding?
Bitch.
What's Banana Foster?
Honestly?
That sounds like a hot chicken high school.
The biggest thing.
Back when I was in high school.
Oh, that looks unbelievable.
Yeah, so this is burnt spaghetti. It's called Assassin Spaghetti. What's
burnt about it?
So watch.
It's called the Assassin. Ingredients. Once upon a time, somewhere in the south of Italy, a drunk cook was overloading his sauce with too much garlic and chili peppers. Legend has it, he was also distracted by a beautiful woman passing by.
I'm in.
Yeah, it looks so good. I'm gonna go make.
Who was against it? Nobody.
Michael.
It didn't look. I mean, it looks incredible.
I love when noodles are a little crispy.
Yeah. Well, watch when they flip it. Watch this.
Oh shit,
bro, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, I want this immediately.
This looks.
I love when I forget what dish it is, but there's a, I don't know what this would be. It's like a, it's a noodle. Maybe it's Thai, but the bottom is all crispy and they put everything on top. I don't know. It's phenomenal though.
So banana foster people are in?
What is it?
Yeah,
I don't even know how to explain foster. It. It's literally the best dessert I've ever had in my life.
Where'd you have it?
At the Catch Steak LA.
Oh, this looks incredible. It's a dessert made from bananas and vanilla ice cream with a sauce made from butter, brown sugar, cinnamon, dark rum, and banana liquor.
I love how alcohol just makes its way into like food. Like, first person that put like alcohol in their chicken, like beer can chicken, imagine seeing your uncle put a Bud Light in a chicken's ass.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, it's insane. I mean, how many times you beat your kids? It's crazy. This is.
That looks good.
No,
I was picturing like vanilla wafers.
It
not
didn't
bad.
Look like vanilla wafers are phenomenal.
Yours
it didn't look like
you
that.
So yours is at Catch?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
I don't know.
I would just like Catch Steak. Like, I don't know. But what? It was like, it was like a kind of a cake and then something. And then it's just like a, that's not it. Hmm. What the hell? Oh, that's it. The bird thing. That's it. Fuck.
Oh.
And they burned that shit.
Oh. What is it about restaurants lighting shit on fire? You're like, you get all the money in the world.
They love it.
I'll give you 45% tip right now and then 100% tonight.
They love it.
Have you guys ever seen the We Want Plates?
Uh-uh.
Oh, God. I got to show you this. I think you guys will get mad at it. Like,
good. It's a Reddit thread?
Yeah. And it's just people posting shit that they got at restaurants where it's like, I wanted a fucking, like, why didn't you serve this to me normal? So this is from the top post of all time. Most expensive restaurant I've ever been. Chef literally made the starter in our hand.
Oh, they're just like,
no.
Just piss, like, put it on a plate?
Put it on a plate.
Great. I love this.
No,
I'm
no,
so
no,
in.
No. In my fucking hand?
Okay,
you got to ask me if I fucking wash my hands first. What? You know what I've been doing. You have no idea what I've been doing because I don't even
know
what I'm doing.
Now, my tapas taste like cocoa butter. I'm touching myself before dinner.
100%. I just drove here.
Pre-nut nutrition.
Disgusting my fucking steering wheel is?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Well,
I also sometimes don't. I mean, I wipe my ass sometimes and I get a little bit of doodle on there and I look at it and I go, I don't give a fuck. And I go about my day. Have I done that before? Yeah.
You ever been
yes.
wiping and you go, that's good enough?
Every single time. If I go more than three, it's over. I get three max, and if they're still in there, it's not my fault. I tried. You ever be fucking a girl, and then she puts a finger in there, and you go, that's not gonna be okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That road is under construction.
Yeah, I mean, there's bumps in there. Doo-doo bumps.
Oh, no. Yeah.
This one says, my bread served inside roadkill.
That's hard.
GG. That's a captain. That's
once
a captain.
Was here. A captain. I kind of, some of them I like, some of them piss me off. I'm a very simple man. So, like, when they bring my drink out and it's like in a glass and it has smoke around it, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't like, what is this? Is this on the fucking table?
Yeah.
Keep scrolling. These are pretty good.
What is this?
How do you feel when they toss shrimp in your mouth?
I love it.
Hibachi.
Fun, yeah.
You know, I've never done that.
You've never been hibachi?
I don't think I've ever been hibachi.
All people would love it.
Really?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
What happens there?
Dude, first of all, the guy is usually funny. They crush. Like, so no, you'd want to hate.
Like Christian Bale funny or
no,
like an actual
No, no, they're good, dude. They have all these like gags and tricks and like they like make a heart out of the rice and then they put the spatula under and they make the heart like beat. It's cute. And then they then they have like a ketchup bottle with red string in it and it's unmarked. And they're like, all right, I'll just put a little bit over here. And they squeeze it at you and the string shoots out. And
that's good. No, that's good.
Dude,
I like that.
Watching
I like that.
The enjoyment of either like a 7-year-old or an uncle, they get so much of a kick out of that dinner.
We should go.
It's very fun.
What's it called? Hibachi?
I think, is that just
Benihana, right?
Benihana is like the name, but I think hibachi
is the style.
Hibachi
is the style, I think.
It's fucking phenomenal, too.
What's the one
the
where
fried
you...
rice there is insane. Korean barbecue is what we're talking about.
That's crazy.
Where you cook it?
I
just saw something recently, I guess in a southern place.
That looks so good.
It's Korean barbecue, but for breakfast food. It's in Nashville. Whoa. So you get your own griddle, and then they give you pancake batter and like uncooked bacon, and then you just make your own breakfast.
That's fun.
It is fun.
I don't work here.
I see both sides. If I'm hungover, I don't want to do that. But if I'm just like with my kids, you know, hey, shut up, make a Minnie Mouse. What is it?
Burn your hand.
The most bullshit place is Melting Pot.
What is
I
that?
Don't
I've heard of it.
It's like you put your food in boiling water. It's like steak and stuff. I don't want to fucking cook my steak.
I also don't know where I'm at.
So you would probably hate Korean barbecue then. Probably.
Korean barbecue is that way because I don't know when I'm. I don't know when it's done.
Yeah, but the meat is so thin. It's like kind of hard to. I wonder if anybody just started eating raw meat. I'm like, sure, no,
100%. Oh, dude, speaking of that, that's what I want to bring up. I went to this restaurant with my dad.
He's here.
Sugarfish.
The sushi place, but they don't do like substitutes.
Yeah, there's no substitutes, and it's just not like regular. It's more fishy than regular sushi, if that makes any sense. Yeah, okay. So, but my you order thing, it's called like trust me whatever, and it is bring you out a rack of shit, sushi whatever.
Yes.
And I had like a loose conversation with my dad. I'm like, you like sushi, right? He was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, let's go to Sugarfish. He's like, cool. But he said to me, he's like, yeah, I mean, I like, you know, I'm not like a big sushi guy. I like, you know, like California rolls and some salmon stuff. And I'm like, okay. You'll like it. It's fine. We get there. We order it. It's not the cheapest thing in the world. They bring, and it comes out in like, you know, like courses. They bring the first course, and it's like salmon sashimi. With like some ponzu sauce, or whatever, good.
Yeah.
But it's like the most sushi that you could possibly
get. Yeah, it's fish.
It is fishy. Right? Yeah. My dad takes one bite.
Oh yeah.
Pushes it off, and he goes, "Can't do that one." And I go, "Oh, we're fucked."
Yeah, yeah.
We have 19 more things coming.
That's the foreplay of what else is coming.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, "Oh, we're fucked." And I go,
"It is a that's a sushi place."
Yeah, and I go,
"Bro, a lot of people just think like." You know, you go to like a random sushi spot in the mall, they got like a Philadelphia roll. And it's literally just cream cheese, asparagus, and rice. You're like, that's not even sushi.
But my dad goes, no, I can't have sushi. Like, I'm used to like California rolls.
Yeah.
There's like salmon in that. I go, no, there's not.
Yeah.
California rolls have avocado and some carrots. And you
carrots?
Dip it, and I don't know, fucking whatever. It's like
imitation fish, which is also hilarious.
No, I think California rolls have no, like, I think it's
imitation
just,
crab.
Is it?
Yeah, imitation crab and avocado.
Are we sure there's any?
I'm from California.
What is that?
Imitation crab,
it's a
avocado,
California
cucumber.
Oh, so there is imitation. All right, yeah. I thought it
imitation
was like
crab, cucumber, avocado, rice.
So then I stand corrected.
Fire, phenomenal,
so good. But I didn't think there was any type of meat.
You're
in
talking
California.
About avocado roll,
maybe.
Yeah,
but I was like, bro, he's like, I only like avocado rolls, and I'm like, you told me you like salmon as well. He goes, I don't.
Take that to Chipotle. What are you talking about? Rice and guacamole. Get it together.
Dude, the other ones came out and he liked some of them, whatever. He got enough food there, but I laughed for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, this is going to bomb.
Yeah.
It's like,
some of those places are, and it's not cheap. Like you said, some of those are very good. Like some of like the whitefishes some of the tunas are really good, but I was at a place maybe like 2 weeks ago, same deal. I take a bite. And I mean, the waiter's still there, like, how is it? And I couldn't chew it fast enough just to get it down.
Oh,
I just,
bet.
For whatever, the texture was just a little off, and it just, like, it wasn't.
Are you an oyster guy?
No, I don't like oysters.
Oh, I was so average on oysters. And then I recently had oysters, and I had,
Maybe I'm doing it wrong?
No, but I hear you. I think, because all the other times I had oysters, it was like, you know, you go to a bar. And you get like oysters, and it has like just the
people
hot sauce and the horseradish, and then the crackers, and it was just like regular. But at this place, and I guess like all the nicer whatever oyster places, they come with a specific sauce. It's called like not marionette sauce. It's called like some fucking sauce that sort of sounds like that.
Marinara?
No, funny if I thought that. No, it's like this oil and vinegar. I don't know. Fucking unbelievable.
But it's just the taste. It's not like you're doing this to be like I'm full.
No, it's just a taste.
I honestly think it's just like a flex. Every table is like, ooh, they bring it out, a little bowl of ice, and you flip them over when they're done.
Yeah, but it was really good. It was unbelievable.
I tried it, and I had them in Miami. I had them in fucking Australia. Two different places. I'm like, oh, we're doing well out here. You throw it back, and you're like, it just happens so quick. I'm like, what did that do?
Yeah, you don't feel like you ate it.
I'd rather vape that flavor, you know?
Yeah, you don't feel like you ate anything. You're like, this is, the flex. It's like, this is just, like, I like oysters.
Or I'd be like, okay, the sauce you're about to put on that, put it on maybe a piece of bread, fuck that up, you know?
Word. No, I get it. I totally get it. But I will say.
What's your favorite kind of bread at a restaurant? Focaccia.
Whoa, what the fuck you call me?
You heard.
The cheesecake bread.
The brown one?
Yes.
That's
I don't know what the fuck it is. It's called brown bread
in the
restaurant.
It's a little, like.
Dog.
Sweet. People say Texas Roadhouse toast is fucking unreal.
That was what I was gonna say because I have
am I
honey
reading
butter.
Your mind today?
Yes,
I think I have.
Like you're like time. 3 for 3. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. The honey butter because I have honey butter and then whatever.
Honey butter is crazy.
Frick.
Crazy.
I'm gonna say some other bread and you're not gonna get on board. I don't give a shit.
If you say rye, I
go. Well, rye's bread incredible, but I'm saying restaurant bread. I'm gonna say this and everyone's gonna be like, you stupid. Red Lobster cheddar bun biscuits.
No, that's very popular.
Okay, great. I thought you were gonna yell at me.
No. That's like. That's the most popular answer, I think. I thought you were going to say some crazy
shit. Can you make cheddar biscuits? Like at home,
you can make Red Lobster, anything. They might correct. Just not be good.
That's also true. Because if Red Lobster doesn't sell them,
I
stupid.
Think they do. Or you, I think you can go there and buy them. Have you guys ever had Wood Ranch out here?
No.
This is a very specific audience. It's only in Southern California. I think there's like three or four of them. But Wood Ranch has these garlic rolls. That's probably the, oh my, like honestly, I would legit put my penis through one. Like 100%. Bro, they come out a little warm. They're like the size of like a silicone fake tit. Like they fit in your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe like a baseball, not a softball, but like a baseball. Like anybody from Southern California, you just know if you've ever had a Wood Ranch roll, they're garlicky, they're buttery, and you dip in some of their fucking barbecue sauce. God, that
you
was the place.
Barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
All right.
No, their barbecue sauce is phenomenal. That was a place my mom would take me if I got like good grades or it was like.
So you never went? I'm crushing.
I would mooch off my sister because my sister would get to go for her good grades. Thus, I'm an accomplice. I get to eat the food.
Yeah. It would be so funny if you're like, I'll have the. You're
shut
like,
up.
You'll have the.
Yeah.
Sit the fuck down. You're looking, you're out of the car.
You'll have the homework. Get to reading.
Dude, here's a question. Would you fuck your GF up for that?
I think I mean girlfriend. I don't have one.
Sorry.
Gluten-free.
Gluten-free, my bad.
I would take a bite.
A bite?
Yeah, I mean, well, here
you gotta. I've said this 100 times. You gotta do like once a quarter. Just fuck your life up for 2 days, just so you can have it again.
Okay.
You're so off board. This is how you always answer me. I'm sick of it. If I was you,
I mean, I get. Yeah.
Is it? It's just not worth it.
It's just an annoying day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's not
I just
okay.
like it. Just feels like you know when you. It feels like there's just like an air bubble in my stomach. Like you know when you see your tent on the car and there's like an air bubble in it, and you're like, what the fuck is that? Like it feels like that in my stomach.
I was yelling, not yelling. That's crazy. When I got my tent. There was like a couple air bubbles, and I was like, oh, we have to fix those. He goes, oh, they'll go away. I go, right, but fix them. Because I don't trust you. What do you mean they're going to go away? Goddamn.
Guys, this next ad is brought to you by us.
Us.
Stiff Socks, Trevor, Michael, Gabe, Jack.
Us, dude.
Our Patreon. Every week we put out a bonus episode, every Friday.
What about the ads? No ads?
It's no ads, just an hour.
Whoa.
But I think you've heard us mention that before, but why don't we just play like a sample of what type of insane, ludicrous content we talk about on there? And then all of a sudden, you're in a retirement home with other elders. You're literally back in college. You're like, it's Friday night.
Flip cup.
Flip cup with pudding.
But you're probably just, you knock on your friend's door, you're like, Barry, Barry's dead.
Oh, no.
Just being fucking 87, dude, I'm going to blow lines and shoot up something. Like, I can't fucking believe that there's not more 91-year-old just fucking
I think
shooters.
It is. But what are they going to tweet about it on their life alert? They're just fucking living it up. Patreon.com/StiffSocksPod if you want to listen to more.
And if you're Apple subscriber, it's Stiff Socks Plus. You just go on your freaking phone, scan your face, and you pay the $4.99, and all the episodes just populate in your phone. So go do that. We love you. We love you. On to the episode.
Goddamn. Dude, that's the same thing I'm going through with my heater in my place doesn't work, right? And I've had like 17 fucking technicians look at it. And then the last guy goes, so he got it on. I go, what do I do? If it stops working, he goes, it won't. And I go, I've had this problem before, man. What do I do? He goes, it shouldn't. It won't. Stops working.
Use two different words, shouldn't and won't. I need the won't. It shouldn't.
But it stopped working this morning. And I want to just be like, hey, buddy, you want to sleep over for a night and see? It don't fucking work.
You know what you should do? You know, sometimes when you like rent like golf clubs, whatever, they make you take your ID. They take your ID or take a credit card.
Collateral.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Yeah. Like, this is not going to work? Interesting. Give me your credit card. Give me your credit card and your ID, and I will wait until if it doesn't, then we're good. But if it does, I'm charging us $2,000. You want to risk it?
Isn't that funny when they like when you like test drive a car, they're like, yeah, give us your ID. You're like, you're giving me a car. If I'm going to do something
this is
reckless.
A fake ID.
Right. But also, like, if I'm going to do something reckless, I'm going to do it in the car.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to drive it off an embankment. They're going to be like, his ID, I'm going down.
I'm driving this bitch through the goddamn dealership. Did I tell you the time I was test driving a car and they just handed me the keys? They were so busy, they just handed me the keys. I don't know how to put this bitch in drive.
Dude, the reason.
I swear to God, I had to Google it. I felt so stupid.
Really?
Yeah, because.
Is that your current car?
The current car,
I don't think they do that as much anymore. Like, I think it's very much what you did. The reason I have a Tesla, I went to Tesla and I was like, yeah, I was thinking about it. She's like, yeah, well, just take that one for a spin. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, go for it. And this was in Santa Monica, Malibu area. So I was like, on PCH, like the number one driving destination for every car commercial in the world. I'm like, I'm a finna whip this hoe. And I was driving, having so much fun with it. I was like, I guess I can't not.
I think pressure, maybe it's part of it.
I think the pressure of somebody not being there, and that's the last thing you want to do. Some guy who's over there is like, yeah, the torque, and am I getting rode out or not?
100%, at least touch me a little bit. It's crazy. We're on the PCH.
Yeah, I don't think they...
Give me some pussy.
But I do
a
like...
A dude offered you pussy is funny. You're like, I guess.
Yeah, is it in a can? Here you go. But it is. I do miss that. You know, I love, and this is why I'd want to be a car salesman, is for that part where you go like, give a little gas. Go ahead, step on it.
Yeah.
You're like, there's like, you're in a residential zone. He's like, give a little gas.
You're like, I just hit a deaf kid.
That'd be a really funny sketch. You're like in a school zone. The guy's like, give a little gas. You're like, what? Just give a little gas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids around. Yeah. Come on, man.
My stepdad goes here. Stepdad. Fuck, my stepkid goes here.
Yes, but like.
That would have been funnier.
He's like, no, man, just go for it. What are you talking about? Dude, there's kids around. Just step on it. And then you just realize he's just an insane person.
Yeah, and he doesn't even work there.
And it's just weird you get in a car with a random human.
Isn't it funny that if you're at a place you have a golf shirt on, you might work there? Like, that's crazy. Just a black golf shirt with a collar.
People who work
there. You could work there. You'd be like, oh, I'm the general manager. If someone walked up to me with a golf shirt on and walked up at any restaurant, I was like, how's everything? Oh, it's great.
Dude, what's the
I'm
same,
the general manager. The you want some free oysters? Sure. Just never comes back.
How do you feel when the waiter comes when reset. The manager comes over at a restaurant, like the waiter's coming, how is it? And then all of a sudden, some motherfucker in a goddamn suit comes up. How is everything? It's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
You're making too much money.
You're wearing a 42 regular. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. But like, why? What is that? Is that just supposed to be like more personable?
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be like, oh, the head honcho's over here.
I get it, but like, that happened to me in New York.
Shut up. You did fentanyl 3 minutes ago.
But I saw this place in New York and I just walked in. It wasn't even like off some like reservation list. There's like maybe like, 10 people there, and it sat like 60. And he walks up, he's like, hey, how you doing? So-and-so, owner, da-da-da-da-da-da. What is this?
Yeah, you're the owner?
Head or
cool.
No?
I mean, head or no, give me pussy something. But also, there's only 10 people in here. You're the, hire someone that does marketing. This shit sucks.
Oh, man.
You know what I hate? We were talking about car dealerships and when they sit next to you and stuff. And I feel so much pressure. It's also the same thing as if I'm in like a clothing store and then someone walks up, you need some help? I swear to God, get away from me.
But
if I need help, I'll come up to you.
But when I need help, I can never find anybody. It's always the opposite.
Also true.
Whenever I don't need help, they're right there.
You ever walk into a clothing store and everyone that works there is so cool, you're like, I gotta leave.
Yeah, I mean, that literally happened to this brand I love. Did I ever tell this story about the brand Cherry? I love this brand. They have a lot of really dope stuff. They're kind of like...
Yeah, send us stuff.
They're in now. They're like the guys. All right, dude, I wore it in my special. And I was hoping that somebody would watch and be like, wow, so cool. Trevor wore our shit in the special. Nothing. Don't care. They don't give a shit. It's just a shop on Melrose. And they're like kind of like... I get it because they're the brand right now. They're kind of like...
Okay.
I walk in and I just went to get like a hat or something. And I have this white t-shirt on. Debbie Does Dallas. It's a porn thing back in the day. And I have like a shirt. I got it from like, you know...
I'm aware.
Debbie Does Dallas. Dallas, JFK.
Whoa. The Debbie magic bullet.
Debbie did it.
You think Debbie did it? With her two tits?
Austin Powers, that girl tits. That was so cool.
I mean, honestly, that's a cool way to die.
Oh my God.
You do the eulogy of your dad? How did he die? Milk. Go ahead.
Death by breast? Title?
Maybe.
It's gotta be.
Asphyxiation? Go ahead. What was the thing? Cherry. Debbie Does Dallas.
So I walk in.
Okay.
The shirt... It's an old shirt. It's in my head what I thought was vintage.
Okay.
It's literally, that's the epitome of vintage to me in my head. Is like, if I get it from a thrift store, boom, vintage. Don't care.
Of course.
Oh, so from a year ago, vintage, thrift store. I'm wearing it. And the employees were so cool. This guy's like, what's up, man? I've seen you in here before. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, when I bought this stuff for the special, you know, yeah. And then he goes, it's a dope shirt. Is it vintage? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, oh, doesn't look like it. I'm like, what? And he goes, well, vintage, it's like not single stitch. That's like pretty double stitch. I'm like, are you alley-ooping your own question? I felt like I got pulled over by a cop. And he's like, do you know how fast you're going? I'm like, 25, wrong, bitch, 38.
Yeah, I don't like
so,
that.
See how t-shirts have double stitching down there? One, two?
Yeah.
I guess real vintage only had one. And he's looking at my shirt and my stitching. He's like, yeah, I don't know if that's like vintage. I was like, dude, I don't fucking know.
So why the fuck are you asking me?
But that's what it
why
was.
Why are you asking
me? Dude, I got like.
This is a pop quiz?
I literally started getting hot. And I was like, oh, I'll just take the hat and I left. And I'll never go back to that store. I'll buy from online, but I'll never go back to that store in person because I felt fucking the fashion guy be like, vintage? I don't think so.
Yeah, but he also lives in an apartment with 9 other fucking roommates, and he doesn't have hot water. So I'm sick of it. You don't have double stitching? Cool. You can't afford your T-Mobile bill. Fuck that guy. I fucking, honestly, is it? No, don't interrupt me. Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
I hate him so much.
That's what I'm saying.
Stupid ass Cherry. Let's start a company called Wild Cherry. Take that shit over.
That was the name
idiots.
Of my frozen yogurt place that I worked at in high school. Wild Cherry.
Was it?
Yeah. It's still in Camarillo. It's honestly, still there. Bro, you can go there. If you are listening and you're in the 805 area, you can literally go to my old job, Wild Cherry, in Camarillo. That should be a stripper place for sure.
Wild Cherry?
Yeah.
A stripper place?
Yeah, like if...
Like a strip club?
If I'm a wife and I see my husband spent $28 at Wild Cherry...
Oh, right.
There's a finger going somewhere deep.
Where?
Vagina.
Good.
But yeah, just like that too cool feeling. I also know what you're talking about. I think the same store you're talking about, I've been to. I also love that store.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same one? Where you got shit recently?
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was too cool there. But there's another store on Fairfax. Fuck, what was it?
Fairfax is the epitome of just like, fuck you.
Yeah, I walked in and I was like.
Literally, you don't even need employees there. They're like, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, God, what was it? It doesn't matter. But I walked in, I'm like.
Dox them.
I was like, I don't
know.
Yeah,
you feel like you're like bothering them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Everything's the walls are white. There's like 11 shirts.
Yeah.
There's some DJ
that
doesn't give a fuck about you. And then you're like, what's hello?
You don't know who's working there? Some guy's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what's up, bruv? What?
Bruv? What the fuck? Did I get to where's Uncle Ben? Uncle Ben. Is that the clock? Uncle Ben's rice?
Ben. Yep. And Spider-Man.
But what's the Big Ben?
Big Ben. That's
Big
the
Ben.
Clock.
Wait, wasn't Uncle Ben in
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Uncle Ben got gadded.
He's also on the rice, yeah.
Well, it's not the same guy. Uncle Ben got gadded. The other Uncle Ben makes rice. Bruv.
That's what we're fucking up. We're doing all this comedy to be billionaires, but like, bro made bags off rice.
Off bags of rice.
Yeah. Like, are we doing something wrong?
Yeah.
The Pet Rock. That guy, how much is the Pet Rock guy worth?
Pet Rock, stiff socks you a pet cock.
Someone pet cock is a dildo. You got a dildo in your ass. You never finished that story.
It wasn't in my ass.
Okay.
Why are you so bad?
What do you mean it wasn't in your ass?
It wasn't in.
Okay.
It was on and the vibration.
Vibrator or dildo?
Oh, hold on.
Okay, vibrator is like.
No, I was just trying to think. Like,
vibrator is like the size of like a little lipstick. Dildo
no, it was big
like,
though. It was a. Yeah, it didn't. It was big enough where it
what
on my ass and the circumference of it was the
why
whole
is your ass,
ass
this big?
I mean, my ass probably this big, but it was big.
That's
it was
too
like,
big. What?
This is not this too big.
What position
is my ass too big?
Yeah,
that's pretty big.
This is big.
Are you dilating?
Yeah, yeah. No. Oh,
are you about to give birth?
No, I'm not saying this is the hole. I'm saying this is like the ass hole. Not this is not the opening.
What do you think people watching would think that this is?
Me holding your cock?
Yeah, true. What position were you in?
So I was seated on the edge, not the how do you say this? Not where the headboard or the footboard is, the side. I was sitting on the side of the bed. Sorry. I'm just thinking about it, so I'm getting
footboard.
A little hard. Headboard.
Two things you like.
Head and feet are fire. You know what I mean?
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Head. I'm in.
That should be your walkout song. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Or
knees and toes.
Knees and toes, I should cut. Head, knees, oh, fuck, I fucked up. How do
you
do that?
You cut shoulders out?
Head, knees, toes. Head,
toes.
Toes. Yeah.
Goddamn.
So you really be fucking with feet.
Just me.
5 years in.
No, but every time I drive past the sign, it's like foot orthopedic or like foot doctor. I always like Michael.
Yeah.
I will never see the word foot and think.
You can't.
Different.
I can't either. Foot locker in. Foot action. What type of action?
You should do a fake viral video. It'd be so easy to do. You just like have a mic on you and then like record from outside. I'm like, just go to Foot Locker and make bro thought this was a foot fetish place. But, hey, where's the locker? Excuse me, what? Yeah, the feet. Come on.
You have the combination?
Yeah. Somebody wore these?
Hell yeah. Don't smell like it. Just start throwing it.
Why are these in plastic? where's the socks that people tried on before?
Dude, I always I tried to do the little fishies at the spa place that eats the feet. I didn't try it. I tried it on stage. and like it murders with 10 people, and the rest of people are like, what are you talking about? Sick of it.
Yeah, I don't think everybody knows about it.
Pissed. So I'm sitting on the side of the bed, getting the old HEAD.
Like an old man who regrets getting up?
Old
men be sitting on the side of the bed.
Just, I think they have to take a moment so they have a heart attack. Which is the saddest thing I've ever said. And then so my ass is on, like, off the, sorry. My ass is off the edge of it a little bit. And then so I'm getting the old on the asshole and getting head. It was miraculous. You're, oh, it fell. But you're, dog, you're looking at me. Oh, let me, can we, you know, cut right now, Gabe, to every single reaction he gave me about fingering in the ass, and then cut to the time where he told me that he got it. This is what happened.
Okay.
You look at me like I ain't shit.
Well,
and then
I have one question.
6 to 7 months, you're going to be like, blow, I got the buzz, and it changed my life.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You have a tall bed, yes?
I have a tall bed, yeah.
Word.
Yes, but I had to scooch a bit.
Your feet were dangling?
No, it wasn't dangling. But I didn't allow it to dangle.
Don't you fucking lie to me.
No. I would tell you. I would be better if they were dangling. But I didn't allow it. Because I scooched all the way. And I will say.
A flat foot or toes on the ground?
Flat foot. No, hold on. Not totally flat footed. No. I would need one of those things that your legs go onto shit. What are those called?
Squatty potty.
Every time I have two squatty potties on there.
Every time I see a squatty potty in somebody's house, I just imagine them taking violent shits.
Yeah, they are.
I can't not,
but they're not
get it out
violent.
Of my head.
That's what squatty potty
is. But like, I just imagine like I go to your house, I'm like, oh yeah, Michael, that's a homie. But then I just imagine, taking
massive dunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is and was incredible.
Were you doing it with it? Or
no, she was.
Dude,
so I was just, I was totally hands free. She was buzz buzzing.
Tesla.
Dude, she was buzz buzzing and doing this and giving me the old HEAD.
I can't even do this shit.
I was thinking about that as she was doing. I was like, dude, really? You're like ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous?
Dixtrous.
Okay.
Ambidextrous.
I think we've done it for a title. We
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I think we've done it 3 times.
Do you guys share the buzz buzz? Like, is that buzz?
That was the first time it's ever been shared.
But. So her, then you, cleaned off?
It was.
She's going to get E. coli.
Holy shit, you're right.
Shit.
Hepatitis D, dick.
Wait, so on her, then you?
Not on her. It was just me. It was the me time.
Mm.
Yeah. It was one of those things where we didn't have a ton of time.
Wait, this is the choice of not having a ton of time?
Wait.
Yeah, it'll make me come faster.
What time of day, if it was day, hopefully
10:30 in the morning.
Sir. 10:30 a.m.? Even the birds are looking through your window like, hey!
I gotta fly south!
Cock, cock!
Cock, cock! That's good.
Give me a 10:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Why do you have a lot of time?
Blinds open, dog.
Bro, you're using a vibrator on your ass, broad daylight, blinds open.
Blinds
open. Gigi's like, take me out for a walk.
She's in her hush.
Dude, good.
She's
underneath the fucking sex pillow.
It is really incredible that if we are just in bed, Gigi's there, she's hanging out. The moment that any type of passion happens, blushing, any type of that type, she will literally just jump off the bed and go in her house.
Yeah, she's hiding.
And the moment, this is the crazy part, the moment that semen comes out, she's on the bed.
She can probably smell it.
I think so.
See, that's the, I get it.
Like the moment, dog. Like, and then I just see Gigi on the bed just fucking coming up. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably, and any person with a dog is probably like, oh, but fucking Ruffles does that too, you know?
Ruffles is a great name.
Yeah, but cats, cream? There's Pluto, he like dug a hole under my bed in like the box spring, so he just posts up in there.
What?
And I never know if he's in there. And then I'll be like mid H-I-T spells hit for you young lads.
Oh, with the P-U-S-S-S-Y?
Sometimes.
All right.
I'm in it. And then all of a sudden I see Pluto just sprinting out of the room. But I don't know if he's under there because if I look under the bed, first of all, I'm in a very vulnerable position with my ass out when I'm naked. I'm not going to be like, oh, excuse the cats
in
here.
Dude looking under the bed is hilarious.
You can't. I got to do it in a Carhartt fucking jacket.
Yeah. I have to put on fucking Timberlands.
So I don't know if he's in there.
Yeah.
And sometimes he just hides for hours. And then all of a sudden I just hear him like sprinting out of the room. What does he think is he just in the middle of a cat nap? Cat nap. And then he's like, what the hell? Hey!
Hey, I smell like myself! Pussy!
The San Andreas Fault is back! Like, imagine you're taking a nap and somebody entire house is shaking.
Yeah, the ceiling's collapsing on him.
His entire what?
How? No. So, let me get back to this story. Where I can't say it. Do you think any girls have ever broken up with Michael or not, but like after the relationship are like, thank God I can finally say house normal again.
Mm. Oh, fuck. Dude, how fast, the moment you realize and then how fast you said no.
No, can't do it. For all the love in me, I can't do it.
What you've done is
house.
You know, house, that's what be
my My voice can't get a house. I'm getting abducted. Something will vibrate in my ass. So why did you say you didn't have a lot of time at 10:30 in the morning when you literally have the whole fucking day ahead of you? Were you going to the farmer's market after?
Oh, no. Oh, fuck. That's so funny. I had to jump on a call. That call was loose.
Stop. Huh. You got a vibrator in your ass before
it's not in.
But you...
On. It's going to be in soon. I'll tell you when it's in.
So you had a vibrator on your ass before a Zoom call.
Yeah. It wasn't a Zoom call, it was actually a phone call. But that shit, they could have said anything to me.
That's...
So am I going to do a brand deal where you owe us $10,000? Sounds good?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, right there. Lower. So 30,000 you owe us? 50,000?
Yeah.
So...
Oh, fuck.
Is that just where you guys are at in in your lovemaking? Where you're like... It's common to bust out the toys. We're getting left to right. Because you would think that if you got a call in 10 minutes, you're like, let's just hit it missionary. Let's just go right. Let's go Kia Optima mode.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But in my head, it was...
Head.
In my head, head.
I didn't think that would stop the show.
I'm giggly as fuck right now.
But in your head.
Yeah, head.
Head.
So, what was it? Oh, that would be the most efficient way to do it. Like, let's get it out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
It's just funny to be like, hey, in my head, this is what's happening. You're like, hey, I have to leave my house in 5 minutes. I need to make dinner real quick. And you could have a Nutri-Grain bar and a protein shake. But instead, you're like, I'm going to air fry the fuck out of everything in my fridge.
No, so it's actually quite the opposite. It's like, okay, I'm hungry. Let me throw something in the microwave for 3 seconds. Like, let's just fucking do it.
Okay, I see.
Like,
how long did it take, beginning to end?
Boy. I mean, once we got the vibra on there and the motion was in the ocean, I mean, less than a minute.
Did you nut while the vibrator was buzzing?
Yes, sir. Did That's you what make dude. I almost jumped off the fucking bed like Bugs Bunny.
But did you nut shoot out like whoa? Like all like,
it. I mean, I don't know if it came out like that, but it. I don't know, but it fucking shot over her shoulder. Yeah,
like the Matrix.
She didn't. No, it fucking right. Whoop.
That's so cool.
God. Yeah, it was great.
All right, guys. Sock
talk.
At?
Sock talk?
Yeah, here
sock
we go. Talk. We have a submission today from Alexa. And Alexa says, I kicked a guy out the of robot? My apartment.
I'm sorry. Reset.
We have a sock talk today from Alexa who says, I kicked a guy out of my apartment because he wanted to be in a relationship but not have sex with me. But wanted me to have sex
a relationship with God.
Yeah.
He wanted me to have sex with other guys and tell him about it.
Yeah, it's great. No.
That feels like a relationship of like a 78-year-old man who can't get hard anymore.
So he wanted to be in a relationship with her, but didn't want to have sex with her, but he wanted her to have sex with other people so she could tell him?
Yeah. He wanted to be like a boyfriend, like a cuck. Well, I guess it's just cuckoldry, right?
Yeah, but not to have fornications with her. I don't, that's, I mean, if she's not into it, she's not into it. It's a very like convoluted like proposition.
Yeah.
I
also feel like from
then he's just a homie.
My understanding with the cuck thing, like in my head, like that's always the thing that like you've already been married for 15 years and then your husband finally tells you like, actually I'm a cuck. Like like hearing someone like I want a cuck relationship right out of the gate is, I've never heard that before.
No, I like his honesty. At least she knows what is, she's like having the most informed decision that she can make.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I know I said it before, but bro, being in like a long term relationship and then you just, she comes back, she's like, bro, this guy blew my back out. And I'd be like, yo, hold up. Let me make some chamomile tea. Sit down. Tell Poppy.
Couldn't be more opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
She's all sweating.
You got to hear about it?
Yeah.
And she starts limping. And you're like, oh, man. She had never done that after me.
Never. Is that from basketball? She goes, basketball player. God damn.
She got ice in her shit with peas down there. It was crazy. Dude, I would, you know what I would do? I would do a sex coach where it's like, I'm in there, we're doing it. Like, me and a lady are doing it.
That is a good
and
idea.
And then a guy walks in, he's like, nah, this is what you got to do. And he starts doing it. And I'm like, oh, shit, let me try that.
Sir.
What?
You would do that?
To make me a better.
I don't know. I'd fight him. I like that. I don't want to see it.
This sounds like my worst nightmare version of this, because I never feel like more like a baby than when someone's training me how to do something I don't know.
Yeah.
So a coach literally being like, let me show you how to do this.
That's literally the whole premise of Bar Rescue.
You know what would be cool though? If you had a lady sex coach, she's just in there.
Well, of course.
I thought you meant a dude.
I did. But like a dude is showing me what to do to her.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying I'm doing anything to the sex coach. I'm saying there's like the feminine energy to be like, well, Michael, maybe she wants this. Is this what you want? And she's like, yeah.
That's too therapeutic. What if there's a guy coach and a girl coach and they do it and they're like, watch this move, then you replicate it.
I'm in.
That
you
sell
couple
numbers.
Switch.
Yeah.
No?
Oh yeah, but like I think that would probably sell to like couples. I mean,
that has to exist.
Like you just don't know what you're doing, and she doesn't, and you're both confused, and then you get Sir Fucks a Lot or whatever the hell his name is.
That's it.
And they show him and his wife show you how to do it.
Here's the problem, though. I will say, you ever bring a move into a new relationship that worked like a motherfucker in the last one? And then the
it's
new
like
relationship.
Jokes at a show. You're like, he's crushed in Burbank. What's happening?
And then the new girl's like, that don't do nothing for me. I'm like, what? You don't like the orange marmalade?
Yeah, but
it's like, no.
But then it would be like, okay, well, if that's not working, try this one.
Yeah.
It's like a sommelier for sex.
Cool with that. No, I'm great with that.
It would just be cool.
I watched a video of a girl teaching me how to finger once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. I can't wait for this. This is going to be recent. This is going to be real recent. Spill the beans. Come on, lemon drop. What's your name?
Wrong episode.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. This is a Tarantino film.
This is... So, I guess... A few relationships ago.
Yeah, right. It was last
literally
week.
Literally told me I didn't know how to finger. And she was like, why don't you just like read how to do it?
Like, you go, I can't read.
Is there an audiobook on this? Imagine an audiobook how to finger. Ready? And she would be like, yeah, you just like watch a video and learn. Like, do you care about me? And I remember that was a legit topic one time. I was like, hey, can you like learn how to do this? Like, you're an adult. And I was like, what?
Learn
what do you
how
mean?
To do this?
I guess I just didn't know how to fucking.
Do you think you know how to now?
Does anybody?
Yes!
I like think I do.
Show me. Do it.
We had Lisa.
Here's the pussy.
Why is it so wide? we had Lisa Ann show me like what to do on a fucking cantaloupe lying for 500 people. Like, I think I know what I'm doing, but like, dude, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll get back with her and be like, yeah, I don't know how to do it yet.
How do you start?
Rubbing.
You say rubbing? What are you, a 51-year-old uncle? Rubbing.
I don't know. You're up top, you do a little play, looking for...
Man of the boat?
You know what's funny? People call us like a sex podcast. I don't know what I'm doing in sex.
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
This is the clitoris. And then I'm down there doing this.
Okay.
Right? And then I'm in and I'm kind of up. I'm up. I'm scoop.
All right.
Tostitos, scoops. Dude, I don't know.
Hold on.
What do you do?
Hold on. You're just going like this? So the vagina's here. Are you reaching like this?
Yeah.
Or you're here? Here.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
So she's lying down and you're here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where's
And then what do you do?
That.
Well, how do your fingers go?
In. Kind of like a little.
No. This is what I'm not understanding. So imagine the vagina's here. Then do it.
Here.
The vagina's here. Now do
it. Why is this whole fucking wax on, wax off? This shit is huge. I'm here.
There we go. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of just.
Okay. That's not bad. How deep do you go?
I'm knuckles.
Oh, you got to go deeper than that, daddy.
What?
In, dog.
No, in. I'm like
oh, knuckle. No, not these. The okay.
Bro, you thought I was just getting a fucking a fingernail.
Are
in
both
there?
Of these knuckles?
Yeah.
I'm being dead serious.
Yeah.
No, we have two sets of knuckles.
Yeah.
This is too close.
I'm blowing your mind. We have three. One, two, three.
Oh, we do. What the hell type of bitch ass knuckles are these? It's the baby knuckles.
Yeah, I'm going as far as I can.
Okay. And you're doing you're doing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just asking. And then how wet are your fingers when you first go in?
Slopped up.
Have to be.
Yeah, I think maybe back in the day when that relationship, I think I was just going one and I was kind of just poking around.
Yeah.
You know, bobbing for apples.
Okay. Bobbing for apples is so stupid. I mean, literally get a PlayStation.
All right. Secret Sock, anonymous Secret submission. This says, I have so many nudes saved on my phone's hidden folder that my phone is running out of space. Only a couple of them are mine, just dick pics. The rest are videos and photos people have sent me over the last decade or so.
Wow.
I need to delete some of them, but every time I go through them, I can't decide which to delete.
Okay.
They all bring back so many memories, and I don't want to.
Bro, fuck that. Delete, like, like iMovie on your phone. Right? Like, delete apps.
Honestly, delete
the Pages app.
Delete the text app. I mean, save them.
Yeah, I mean,
Safari, gone.
That stuff might already be gone, though. He said this has been a decade. He says, the worst part is my friends and family know I'm running low on storage since I refuse to take pictures or videos on my phone at gatherings, but they don't know why my phone storage is
being used up. I mean, it's just so funny. Do they not? Does the person not want to just buy, like, more storage?
Oh, do, like, an iCloud thing?
The iCloud storage is, like, super inexpensive. It's, like, $2 for, like, 2 terabytes or something. Yeah. It's so funny. No one here is, like, delete anything. I wouldn't. I mean, you can also put them on your computer and then just literally save it to, like, an external hard drive or some shit.
Yeah, but, like, what, are you going to be on a flight in the bathroom? Like, oh, I would love to look at some old nudes.
Dude, yeah. But when I used to do cruises, I would save shit on my computer all the time.
I mean, it's... Well, the iCloud's great, but then you're in, like, a weird place. We want to rub one out, and there's no Wi-Fi, and the iCloud's, like, connect. Shut up.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? It's like, the earlier ones load faster than the old ones, but it doesn't make any sense, though, because it's all in the same shit.
I don't know either.
That's what I would do, though, for real. If I was that person... I would just get more iCloud storage. I legit think it's like $2 or $3 to get 2 terabytes, which is worth it.
Yeah, this is all good advice. Do you have any advice for, like, let's say, like, none of that is an option, or maybe he has so many news that he's done all this, like, of how you would decide who to delete?
I would light some candles,
mm-hmm.
put on some smooth jazz,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of really emotionally put yourself into the picture and be like, does this do anything for me? And there's going to be, I mean, I don't know, but maybe there'll be multiples of the same person. Yeah. So maybe you save, like, and so let's say you have 5 of one person. Maybe you go, all right, let me just take two.
Here's what I think you do. You go post nut delete.
Oh.
You get one off.
Post nut delete. If I come, I'm throwing my phone out the window.
But that's what I'm saying. He's going to be in there like a fucking savage and be like, oh, man, oh, what? God, what is this? Who is that? Grandma? Like, he's going to be clicking left and right, deleting. And then he might, if he deletes them all, he's starting from scratch. Maybe start from scratch. You conquer that level. It's kind of just a flex also.
It is a flex.
I have too much money. My crypto wallet keeps crashing.
Oh, also, Bitcoin. Up.
Is it?
Up.
Out of nowhere?
Not really. I was going to say America. I guess it is America, but you know what? Are they like approve an ETF for Bitcoin.
I don't know any of that last sentence.
I'm wondering if Michael knows that last
what's
sentence.
What's an ETF?
Go ahead.
What's an ETF?
No, you are right. It's like a, what's it called? It's some kind of a fund that like your, like people's like retirement accounts can buy into Bitcoin now, especially. Yeah.
Grandpa, let me see your Visa.
Oh God. But it's up. It's like, it's from last, like it's the 3 year ago high or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. How many people do you know that held on to it?
I did.
I'm still really? Down though.
I did, but I'm down a little bit. I just deleted all the apps. I just don't even look anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping I just wait on my dad. That bitch is up. And then I'm selling everything.
And will that make it go down or up?
If I sell it?
If everybody.
Down.
Like, let's say, oh.
Down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But no one will because everyone's like, hold, diamond hands. What did it say?
Yeah.
Diamond hands.
Dude, it was such a big culture.
I'm down $87 all time.
It's not bad.
Doing good.
It's not bad.
But for the amount of stress that went into that, not worth it.
But it was during the pandemic and everyone, no one had a job. So it was just like fun.
Yeah. It was like watching horses race, but with money.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, was it you that told me that like one of the reasons like all these like money investing apps and crypto got so big was because people didn't have sports to gamble on.
Yeah.
So people got super into this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was, that makes sense.
You're betting on yourself.
Literally, like I remember Twitter when like Bitcoin was booming. It was like, it's all people talk about. Mm-hmm. And it was massive. And like the bigger the memes would get, the bigger the coin would get.
Yeah,
that's also crazy. I remember when Gabe walked in the studio and he was like, fucking, what is it? GameStop. GameStop. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
That seems like a different era.
Yeah. It was so long ago. Anyways, so, you know, listen to us. We know everything about finance. So definitely, you know.
And fingering.
I just learned.
Well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much, man. What a fucking journey of an episode this was. You know what I mean?
Great episode.
Ups, downs, lefts, rights. That's how Trevor fingers. All right.
Yeah.
Guys, peace. Come see Mr. Wallace. Mr. Wallace on tour. Got a big old dick. Hey.
But does he?